It is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're talking with Brittany Idy here for Corsica Stickney, Principal and Athletics Director. Brittany, how are you?
I am great. Thanks for calling.
Kind of looking at the year here for Corsica Stickney, starting to wrap it up. Got about a month to go. How have things kind of evolved here early on in the fall, and as we move towards the winter and spring months, what's the year been like for you guys at Corsica Stickney?
You know, there was a lot of uncertainty in the fall. We were thrilled that we actually got to be in person every day, all day long, with all of our students. So that was a huge bonus coming off of the spring where we were shuttered. You know, we were pretty much business as usual. We got to take care of all of our activities. We didn't have anything postponed or canceled due to COVID situations. You know, the kids were pleased. You know, not everybody's always super excited to come back to school, but I feel our kids were excited and pleased to be back in the classroom. Business as usual, running the regular schedule. We got off to a good start in all of our extracurricular activities, made it to the state tournament in volleyball. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of rolled right into the basketball season. And we had our concerts. Some of those were virtual. Mm-hmm. We used our JAGS Live, which is our streaming platform for all of our activities. And the folks in both Corsica and Stickney and our relatives in the surrounding areas, they did a nice job. If they felt comfortable coming, they came. A lot of mm-hmm. them stayed home just to help with the social distancing. And so then we ended up after Christmas, you know, the girls made it to the state girls tournament. Our boys did a great job and made it to the SODAC Sweet 16. You know, we've just been rolling. Lots of great stuff going on. We had in-person spring concerts. We've got our elementary concert tonight. Folks have came out. It was a lot of fun. We've had regular prom. That's been a blast. Track is going strong. Graduation is coming. Now if the weather would just cooperate a little bit, but that's where we're at.
When you look back at the past 8 or 9 months, anything you can point to of this is why we've been successful, this is why we got all of our activities in and things went pretty smoothly, it sounds like.
You know, it did. We are very blessed. And all of that credit goes to our students for making sure that they took care of themselves and each other. Our staff did a great job of making sure that they were healthy. If they weren't feeling well, you know, we were always a little extra cautious. We maybe would stay home a day. Sometimes our kiddos, you know, we weren't super worried about sick days. If you aren't feeling well, we'd like you to stay home. You know, everyone was very respectful of that. Our communities, like I said, our communities did a nice job of, you know, if you really needed to be at an activity because your kid was involved, those were the folks that came. The other folks kind of stayed away and did the JAGS Live thing. That was awesome. It's just been a group effort, and we're just thrilled that it has gone as well as it has.
Brittany Idy joins us here on KORNradio.com with the Corsica Stickney as they start to wrap up their 2020-21 school year. Online learning, how has that evolved even without the craziness of last year? How has that evolved for you guys over maybe the past decade? Seems like there's a lot of online things going on here with area schools.
You know, there are, and we at Corsica Stickney, we were one of the first to make sure that we were a one-to-one district. And that means that every student has a computer that they are able to use all of the time. It's not like you've got a cart in a classroom and that cart moves from place to place, or you have to go into a computer lab. Every kiddo has a laptop, and we are now one-to-one K-12, and that helped a lot with, you know, anytime our, you know, if we had a COVID situation or we had kiddos that weren't feeling well or they were a close contact and they needed to be at home, they could Zoom. That Zooming has been huge. And our teachers also, if they weren't feeling well or they were a close contact, they could teach class from at home. And so there, you know, there they were up on the screen. Every kiddo can ask a question. Every student can submit homework. The teacher can keep an eye on things, and the substitute is there to be helpful. That has been just priceless.
Is there such a thing as a snow day anymore? I mean, you can probably give them one every once in a while.
That's a hot topic. Yeah. If you talk to our students, they're like, "Come on, we got to be able to have a snow day." And those unexpected storms where you go to bed at night and everything is okay, and you wake up the next morning and the wind is howling and you got 7 inches of snow. Yep, that's a snow day. But if the forecasters are predicting a blizzard and it's Monday and it's not supposed to hit until Thursday, we don't have a snow day anymore. We send everything home. The kids know they're going to jump on. If English starts at 9:30, then they have to log on to the Zoom invite at 9:30. We take attendance. You have to participate. You have to turn in the work. If it's due at the end, you turn it in. Otherwise, it's late. That Zoom has helped tremendously to keep things rolling.
Brittany Ide joins us here with the Corsica Stickney as they start to wrap up their school year. Brittany, anything else going on? It sounds like things have been as well as expected this year.
And then some. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, it's hard to believe that we are at the end. We are a little over a month away, and all of a sudden you just don't know if you have enough time. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at all of the activities, golf and track and, concerts and graduation. We'll have, State FCCLA is in person this year. So we've got kids going to that. We'll have our National Honor Society induction ceremony in person coming. So we've got a lot going on. It's been fun. We'll be exhausted when it's over, but man, we're happy to be here.
Busy end of the year there at Corsica Stickney as Brittany Ide joins us here on this Teacher Appreciation Week on KORNRadio.com. Thanks a lot, Brittany, and enjoy here the last month.
Thank you so much for thinking of us. We appreciate it.